This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Second hour on this beautiful Tuesday. Later, before the show is done, it's a Twins ticket Tuesday. Dave, which game? Which game will we give out some tickets? I believe I heard it for July 13th.
That is correct.
The Golden Girls and the Grandson Show.
This Sunday versus the Pirates. It is
Pirates.
July 13th, 1:10 start. Twins closing out the first half of the season, ahead of the All-Star break. Of course, if you don't win, I mean, you should win. But if you don't, twins.com is where you
That'd
get
be good.
Tickets.
That'd be good. The I think the best pitcher in baseball is pitching Saturday, right? Are we looking at maybe
I think that's when we get the Skeens-Joe Ryan possible matchup.
That
should be a doozy.
Pretty good. This man makes news often. When he joins us, he makes news often. He is Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher, and Bob is kind enough to join us, like all of our guests, on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I have a number of topics for you, sir. First of all, thank you for coming on, as always. In light of the tragedy involving the death of Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman, her husband Mark Hortman, their dog Gilbert, the attempts on the life of the Hoffmans, who knows how many other officials this despicable individual wanted to kill. There's been a lot of conversation about safety for those representatives and safety at the Capitol. This is in your county. And you sent a letter to Peggy Flanagan, the lieutenant governor, on July 1st about increased safety. Tell me what you want to do, and do you have any feel yet how likely it is to potentially happen?
Hey, Chad, thanks for having me. You know, the first letter I sent to Peggy was in January following some disorderly behavior there, and several legislators were worried that some of the people were bringing guns in bags, turned out to be megaphones. But that event spurred the first letter and talking about the trends over the last 3 years in terms of political violence. And so my follow-up letter in July 1st here, sort of outlined what I think we need to do to get some policy decisions made, because part of the problem is the entire legislature needs to agree on what this security might be. There are some people that would prefer to have no security for an open atmosphere, and others that are concerned they're going to limit their ability to carry their handguns in there as part of their employment. So I tried to outline for her how this should be done. And really, at a minimum, let's just agree the general public with large bags should be screened, both with metal detectors. And bags can be searched manually or can be searched electronically. There's tremendous advances in metal detection. We've been using metal detection at our courthouses in Ramsey County for over 20 years. We helped install them at the state fair. Disney World passes hundreds of thousands of people. So there really isn't much inconvenience. what it leaves is leaves the public with a feeling that they're safer once they're inside that security perimeter. And it would probably take four different locations, the Capitol, the Senate building, the House of Representatives building, and then, of course, the tunnel that leads in from the southeast quadrant. But it's not really a complicated mission. It really is just, can the legislature come to a decision on what they want? And now is the time. Let's just face it. Political violence in this country mm-hmm. is more polarized than it's ever been in decades. And there's certain actors that are willing to commit political violence and threats and intimidation. And we have to face the reality that our job is to protect the people inside that building.
Ballpark costs on this? Do you have any idea?
I don't. But, you know, we have installed in our courthouses, it's all manageable in today's world. You know, and you don't have to check all the employees. We actually don't require our employees to go through metal detection. Even the employees at the courthouse that work for the judges. So you have two-tiered system there.
On the morning of these assassinations, when were you first alerted to what was going on?
I got a phone call at 6:45 in the morning, 6:45. And that's several hours after the shootings. And then that phone call, I didn't have any information except that there were some shootings. I called the superintendent of the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension shortly after 7 and received what he believed to be a verbal list of the legislators that might reside in Ramsey County. He was looking at the hit list that had been created. And then at 7:57, an hour later, I got an email from the sergeant at arms, Lori Hodep, outlining who she believed were the legislators in our patrol district.
Okay.
Both lists were not completely accurate. I had legislators start calling me. The first one was just weeping in tears because she was just informed at 6:50 that what had happened in the morning. And another legislator called me shortly thereafter after 7 o'clock. She had just been informed. So clearly there was a lack of communication to the legislators themselves. And that was the purpose of my letter, and you probably saw the second letter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's just agree that communication could have been better, and how do we fix it for the future? And my letter really asked the question, who was responsible? Whose job is it to notify the legislators?
So who do you think it is? Who should be the we have, and let's hope this doesn't happen. But
right.
You're right. We are in tumultuous times.
Yeah.
With comments that are insensitive and of violent nature from people in power that is staggering, it's frightening, it's insulting. And we have a lot of troubled people. We have a lot of people with mental stability issues. We have a lot of angry people. So if God forbid something happens, who should be coordinating all this?
Right. Well, I think the persons that have the most accurate information in terms of phone contacts is the sergeant at arms. The sergeant at arms are responsible for security at the Capitol, and they have the most accurate information. And also then the captain in charge of Capitol security, Captain Eric Roski, is probably in a secondary position to have the best information. However, having said that, traditionally they viewed their role as security while the legislators are in the Capitol complex. And so this is new turf in terms of who's responsible when they're not at the Capitol. But the real question is who's responsible for letting them know that they are a target. So there are other options. And in my letter, you can say the Minnesota Fusion Center is an intelligence operation that runs around the clock that could handle that as well. And all I'm asking really from this letter I sent is let's have the Commissioner of Public Safety convene a group to decide how this is going to be done. And, Chad, here's the thing. There is technology today that allows you to do this very quickly. Every legislator could be put on an app that causes mm-hmm. their phone to make a buzzing noise, just like an Amber Alert.
Absolutely.
And in law enforcement, the sheriffs are asking the same thing. Just put an app together for the sheriffs and chiefs in Minnesota, and if there's a statewide issue such as this, send us the text with a vocal alarm, just like a tornado warning. All this technology exists, and unfortunately, it hasn't been implemented. And my challenge to everyone is, let's get about implementing it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What is in your county? Again, this is Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher joining us, Chad Hartman here on CCO. In Ramsey County, regarding law enforcement, what is working right now that makes you most pleased, and what isn't working? What is giving you the greatest pause every day, not only when you're at work, but when you go home, about what could happen?
Yeah. Well, crime stat-wise, a lot of good things are working. The crime in Ramsey County is significantly down from the last 2 years. And so we're going to pull together those six-month stats here very soon. But a lot of our carjacking and auto theft efforts have suppressed it. I mean, I'm sad to say this, but you're 20 times more likely to get carjacked in Minneapolis than you are in St. Paul. And part of that is because they don't have enough resources really to be proactive on a daily basis. And we are positioned better on our side of the river to be proactive. The non-fatal shooting units at both St. Paul and Ramsey County have developed. That was really an initiative of John Choi's. So we investigate non-fatal shootings with the same vigor that we do homicides. And that has caused a significant reduction in the number of shooting and gun cases. So we're making progress. I would say we're always alert to new emerging gang problems. And then typically in new immigrant communities, we see that. I worked closely with the Hmong community, Cambodian and Laotian in the past. Now we have a Karen community that we're seeing these young kids are getting into gangs. It's troublesome for us. We also have Somali gangs that are forming from that immigrant community. So our job is to stay ahead of those trends, try to do outreach and try to reach into those families and curtail them. So our prevention efforts working in those areas have been very successful as well.
Last thing, all signs point to Tim Walz running again to be a third-term governor. You pay attention to politics. You occasionally give us a nugget about politics. Who do you think, if this person ran, could beat Tim Walz, and would you ever consider yourself in that race?
I love what I do. I have no intentions of changing. I have the public loves what we do here at the sheriff's office. As soon as you run for governor, 50% of the people hate you. So, but let me say this about that. I don't comment on politics. I'm not going to say whether he should or shouldn't. But I will tell you this. I've been in and out of office since 1982. Governor Walz cannot afford to run for governor again if he wants to run for president. And he's in a catch-22. He cannot afford to lose a governor's race if he wants to be a legitimate candidate for president.
But let me say this. If he wins, Isn't that his calling card to say, I'm the rarity. I won in a state that's, it's maybe not as blue as people think, and I'm now governor versus if he doesn't run and he's just a former governor. If you're just a former governor, you don't really have as much sway, especially when he's going to start the race behind a number of other people.
We're getting too deep into the conversation. Over a beer, I'd be glad to discuss this. But the risk of losing isn't worth the positive you gain by winning.
Bob, always appreciate it. Stay safe. Keep Ramsey County safe, and we'll talk again.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate
Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher. Turns out we have a lot of terrible drivers on the road. A lot of terrible drivers. Not us. Not on this show.
No.
No, not on this show. We're tremendous. What's wrong with you people? The data when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.